This is Dr. Singham dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient's first name is Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S. Last name is Wooten, W-O-O-T-E-N. Date of birth is November 13, 1950. Date of evaluation is 3-14-2022. HPI history page, psychiatric evaluation requested to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness, this is a 72 years old male who is well familiar to our service. Last seen him on January 18, 2023. Period patient's chart reviewed. It appears that he was hospitalized in January and readmitted to nursing home on risperidone 1 milligram twice a day. It's not clear to me the reasons his risperidone dose was increased. Period. Patient is very confused. During my evaluation, he talks in a whispering voice and is not very spontaneous in conversation. Period. Staff reports no hostility, agitation. Overall, his general condition has declined. No paranoia or aggressive behaviors. No thoughts of harm to self or others. His sleep and appetite is fair. Period. Patient is generally isolated and does not participate much in any activities. Under internal medical social family history, date of last visit is 1-18-2023. Check. A review of medical family and social history indicates no changes since last visit except as listed above. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic tests reviewed, collateral informants interviewed, check chart reviewed, check nursing and social work under current psychotropic medications. Risperidone 0.5 milligram, risperidone 1 milligram twice a day. Also check antipsychotics, side effects, sedation, Parkinson's, Also check in my medical decision, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, none, grooming, poor, motor movements, weakness, stature, lying, gait, not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, constricted, mood, euthymic, speech, soft, thought processes confused, suicidal, homicidal thoughts, deny suicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, form of knowledge poor, judgment poor, insight poor, memory recent impaired, remote impaired, sleep problems, non-appetite, fair. Under assessment and plans, unspecified psychosis now due to substance or known physiological condition, F29. Plans decrease risperidone from 1 milligram twice a day to 0.5 milligram BID. In an attempt to minimize use of antipsychotic medications. Next paragraph number two, unspecified dementia with behavioral disturbance, F03.91. It was unspecified dementia, and correct that. Unspecified severity with agitation, F03.911. Plans continue non-pharmacological and behavioral interventions as previously recommended. Next paragraph under disposition. Notify service of any changes of mood or behaviors or with any new concerns. Patient will please check. The patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph. Patient has significant cognitive impairment, limited insight, and poor judgment. He lacks capacity to make informed medical financial decisions. Next paragraph, orders and procedures code 99309, end of dictation.